An aging facility and increased costs of running the ACT Arts Center have led the Maple Ridge Pitt Meadows Arts Council to plead with the city to hire a third-party consultant to find a path forward. In a letter to Maple Ridge Mayor Dan Ruamy and City Council dated June 24, the Arts Council accused city staff for delaying discussions on a new operations agreement for more than a year, and said they are concerned with safely operating an older facility. The most recent operating agreements terminated on December 31, 2023, noted the Arts Council, and agreements recently presented to them by the city are unacceptable, leaving discussions at an impasse. They claimed municipal supports have not kept up with inflation and cost of living increases, and that the Arts Council is shouldering more than two-thirds of the facility's operating expenses, which is affecting their ability to deliver quality programs and services. "We have concluded that we can no longer operate the ACT under the terms of past and currently proposed agreements and seek a new way forward for the center," read the letter, asking mayor and council direct city administration to find an independent theater operations specialist consultant to conduct a feasibility analysis of best operational models for similar theaters offering similar services, including municipal management and operation. The letter was signed by Sharon Sandu, president of the board of directors, and Curtis Pendleton, artistic and executive director of the ACT. In a statement, the city of Maple Ridge said they are disappointed the Arts Council has declined to sign a new operating agreement. Since fall 2023, the city has been negotiating in good faith with the Arts Council to develop a new operating agreement. The Arts Council is requesting a significant funding increase, which requires due process and consideration as part of the city's financial planning process, as this would impact taxpayers, said the city. The city said they provide more than $1 million annually in combined operational and maintenance costs to the Arts Council to operate the 20-year-old facility. Funding, they said, includes $750,000 in operational funding, and $232,000 for in-kind services like maintenance, landscaping, snow removal, marketing, registration, and administrative support. Plus, they make regular capital investments, including $1.57 million to replace the roof this year. The Arts Council did note that the city has negotiated a well-functioning operating agreement for more than two decades, and the Arts Council consistently fulfilled its responsibility to operate the center, even during the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the independent consultant is needed to ensure sustainability for the future for both the facility and programs at the ACT. The ACT is currently operating on a month-to-month tenancy, which is creating instability for staff, artists, and audiences alike, said the Arts Council. This all comes at a time when City Council has defended a $350,000 taxpayer-funded one-day event by explaining that there is $2 million of wiggle room in the 2025 budget, they added, referring to the city's recent announcement that they will be holding a second Our Neck of the Woods concert event. Mayor Dan Ruamy acknowledged how integral arts and culture are to the fabric of Maple Ridge, and the key role the ACT Arts Center plays in providing creative opportunities for residents. However, he said, City Council's priority is to make sure taxpayer dollars are spent transparently and sustainably, that operations are accessible and responsive to the community's needs, so that arts programming continues to thrive, not just today, but for years to come, said Ruamy. The city, said Ruamy, has put forward several options during negotiations, which maintain the Arts Council's role in operating the ACT, while introducing standard requirements for financial reporting, accountability, and alignment with community priorities, consistent with other city-funded partnerships. Ruamy noted the city is committed to continue their significant contributions towards facility maintenance, equipment replacement, and staffing support for administrative functions, registration, and marketing, plus offering further funding to support maintenance needs. He also said they will review the Arts Council's request for a third-party expert as part of the city's next steps. Neither the city nor the Arts Council are anticipating any impact on programming or services at the center while the two groups work to resolve their issues.